located at one of the crossroads of the world. Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With an open attitude toward spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled The Different Aspects of God, delivered on September 27, 1994 in Singapore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
My dearest Master, after initiation, if I am asked or required to cook meat for my family, what shall I do? Please enlighten me on this. Thank you.
You are a vegetarian. That is your right. But your husband has also the right to choose what he wants to eat, even if it's poison. Because if you don't give poison to him, he will sue you. That's the trouble. And so if you cannot talk to him about a vegetarian diet, the benefit of being a vegetarian, or a loving way of life, if he doesn't agree to it, then you must cook meat for him. All right?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease. E. coli. Salmonella. Bird flu. Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis. Shellfish poisoning. Pre-eclampsia. Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Dear Master, I always wonder how to love others wholeheartedly and vice versa.
I mean, how others will love you wholeheartedly?
I think so.
Well, that's not that your business. I mean, you can love people, but people might not love you. So the best thing is to just love them. No expectation. Then we will not feel hurt. But it's difficult in marriage. Well, it's very difficult to love some people that you do not know. So the best is you love someone that you know wholeheartedly and devotedly as best that you can, sincerely. Yeah, no need to show off too much. But if you love someone, just say so and show it. Because sometimes people think, oh, I love him, I love her. I don't have to say it. So you know, you feel it. Feeling and hearing is different. We have many organs, you know, smelling, seeing, and hearing. So I love to see, hear as well. Even if you tell your husband 100 times a day, he probably still like to hear it more. Especially woman. Woman, supposed to be the beautiful sex, the beautiful side of nature. But they're very insecure. So the husband should say, I love you every day. The more the better. Say it with flower, with diamond, if you can afford it. with the gold or whatever, you know, with love, with word, or with sometimes just some small thing, you know, like what she wants. She loves this clothes or even a t-shirt, you know, and print a big heart on it and bring it with home bottle. Print her name on it, capital, you know. And then the family will become happier. Yes. Some people think they don't need to talk about it because probably to the woman, for example, most men do not show emotion. But this is why sometimes the marriage, you know, doesn't last. We do not feel very solid, do not feel very secure, because the husband do not show. And it is better we show each other that we appreciate each other before it's too late. And most of people will wait until the person already lying in the coffin and come there with a big flower, bigger the better. You know? Sometimes put money together to buy a very big one and put it in front of the coffin and cry their heart out. Oh, before you die, you did this and did, and I did love you so much. And so, who's hearing? Nobody. Maybe the soul is still hanging around. And then that makes them even suffer more. Say, why didn't you say so before? Then I wouldn't die so early. But then probably it's too late, you know. The body's already nailed in the coffin, and then the silver cord, you know, that connected the body and the soul is already broken. So they cannot fix it again. Up to now, I have not heard of any specialist who can fix the, you know, the silver cord. Therefore, if the person really died, he died. Except those who die, what they call near-death experience, clinically dead, but they're not really dead. That means the silver cord, which connect the body and the soul, has not been severed. So anyhow, if you love someone, show it. All right? Just love those you know. Love your family members wholeheartedly. And sacrifice for them whenever necessary, and do everything you can in your power to help them and to let them know you love them, okay? And to other members of mankind, you just show your love universally and help whoever needs your help. And that is the way of love, okay? You don't have to hug everyone on the street just to to show your, you know, your big heart. I have a niece. She does that. A niece. She has no father and mother. She's an orphan. But she hugs anybody on the street, other children, dirty and, you know, a regular, anybody. Just smile at her and then she'll come and hug them. Well, you can do that if you want to. When I see the poor people, I like to hug them more. I don't know why. It's something push you, you know, something inside. Just just make you feel want to do it, and you don't even think, you can have no time to think about it at that moment. But when I see the poor person, not only money, you know, but their fate, you know, their miserable condition, I don't mind anything. I could kiss them, hug them all day long, no problem. Or the prisoners, you know, sometimes. The people are not ready. I just don't think. I cannot think anymore at that moment. I just feel they need something. They need my love. But I just something urging inside, you know, make you do it spontaneously. And that is the time you should show, you know. At that moment is really true love. You cannot reason anymore. You cannot tell you to stop, or you cannot tell you to do it. You cannot tell you why you want to hug. No more reason, no more thinking. Just do it. Such a kind of happening that you know that is the true love. This is the spontaneous love, you know? It's nothing to talk about. Otherwise, if we sit here and reason about how to love people, that's nonsense. You can't teach anybody to love anybody. Okay, so try your best, and you can write your name and love. Go around and show it.
Who is God? How do you define Him, if possible?
God. His name is G-O-D, huh? That's the English people name for him. And there are so many other names. And some people told me it's a she, it's not a he. So, what can I do about it? Huh? Should I tell you that's a she, or should I tell you that's a he? If I tell you it's a she, the man won't like it. If I say it's a he, the woman will complain. Only I know, if you ask me about my experience, I can vaguely tell you. But otherwise, I have no 100% definition for you about God. As far as I know, God has two aspects. My own experience, okay, what I see inside. God has two aspects, invisible and visible. All right. Invisibility is the power that embraces the whole universe. Everywhere, you will sense this power at work. Otherwise, the tree will not grow. Not from water alone, not from sunshine, not from fertilization, but from this God power. That's why sometimes some people can hear trees talking together. Yeah. Or you can see the plant, the vegetable. When they arrive, they say, please come and eat me. So then I can make evolution. That's how they grow, you know? They transform. Besides all the trees and all the things in the universe, there is a great power, right? Besides our physical body, besides the thing we know from the worldly knowledge, from our teachers and friends, there is a great power which knows everything before learning, which exists before we were born, and still continue to exist after we die. This is what we call the invisible aspect of God. Huh? It looks after all things. Silently, but mightily, you know, very powerful. And the other visibility aspect of God is that when this so-called power manifests in a physical world or in another less physical world in the universe for the benefit of the race of the people of that planet or that plane of existence, and that time we can see God in flesh, or in whatever form that this power chooses to condense and manifest at that moment. At that time, people say, God has come to earth. For example, like people say, Jesus, God, Buddha is a manifestation of Vishnu. Yeah? Vishnu or Brahma are the God in India. So at that time, they say God manifests himself and dwells among men. Okay? And also when we go to some higher plane of existence, for example, now we are living in the physical plane of existence, so everything is physical. Everything we can touch, everything we can see, we can catch. This is called physical. And other plane of existence has no physical appearance. So sometimes if you go to their level, you can see them, just like I see you now. But if we, as the physical person, come up, we cannot catch them, we cannot see them. You know, sometimes they stand in front of us, we can see them. Even as some people practice in this physical body, but they can also disappear into the non-physical dimension. This happens. This happened in the ancient times. This still happens now. And it can happen again, also in the future. Depends on God's will also. Sometimes the whole group can disappear together. They can stand in front of your eyes, but you cannot see. But some of the people choose to remain in the physical dimension, even though they themselves can also disappear and finish with the physical illusion. But they choose to remain for the sake of other people who remain. So now let's come back to the higher dimension. If, suppose, we go to the higher dimension now, or when we meditate, we may leave the physical body, or we may disintegrate. Yeah, take the body away, disintegrate your body, and go to the higher dimension. And then you probably sometimes see the manifestation of God personally. That's when we call a personal God. See, a visible aspect of God that is in a higher dimension. He may manifest to let you love him, or you love God, or he loves you, yeah, to show. But the highest aspect of God is the invisibility. Yeah, you cannot know, you cannot talk about, you cannot understand, but we can feel it, we can appreciate it only during the contact with this power, through meditation, or deep prayer, some kind of sincerity. And another visible aspect of God is when God manifested on earth, yeah, like inside, within Buddha, or Jesus, or Mohammed, yeah, or other masters. We have so many religions on earth, and so many revered masters of the past, present, and future. We can't list them all. It will be endless. But just some of them left their name, left their print in the sand of history, like Jesus, Buddha, Mohammed, Guru Nanak, and the Jain religion. So at that time we say God descends on earth and become visible for us, so we can talk to this God power through the frame of the physical body. But that person is not really a mortal like us. That person is purely a manifestation of God. At that time, we can say God is visible. All right? That's according to my experience. But, you know, God is too vast. We can't even talk enough. So I make it briefly. Okay? The only thing that makes you satisfied is that you have to know it yourself. Doesn't matter how much water I drink, you will never quench your thirst. All right? I can describe all day long about how good the water is, but it won't make you happy. So that's why we have to tell you how to contact God through the method of the holy light and the holy self inside. Then you can experience for yourself.
Dear Supreme Master Jinghai, last night my family and I attended your lecture, and this is the first time that we had. Thank you for coming to Singapore. During the night when I was sleeping, I felt some movement in my forehead, wisdom eye. After a while, there was a high rushing sound and I was a bit apprehensive. It lasted for a few seconds. Master, please enlighten me more on this experience. Thank you. From a Convenient Method member. That was an enlightening experience.
I think the Master power bless you. These are usually happening to people when they go into deep meditation somewhere. And with different methods also, they can experience it. Some people will sit for 40 years or something, then they get such experience that you had last night. But yeah, last night you sit here only 4 hours, and not good. 4 hours from here to home, huh? And the 40 years are condensed into 4 hours. It's not bad, huh? It's a good business. Good business bargain, huh? Yeah. Many people have such experiences when they go to listen to a lecture of some master.
On my first visit to his meditation center, I viewed the Master Jinghai videotape. Suddenly there was music and bright golden light. What is it? Please enlighten me.
Wow, he doesn't know. What is it, the golden light and the musical sound? What is
yeah,
it?
The inner light, the inner sound.
Yeah. Just enjoy it, huh? I think it's free, huh? Free electricity, huh? Yeah, everything from God is free. And even electric bulb here, even the small bulb, costs money, huh? That's a big golden light, never costs anything. Well, it's nothing, just the beginning. If you continue with us, you will see more. You will see the whole universe You see many different levels of heaven. And you can go to hell. Just for fun. And then help some people suffering from hell and then can take them up. So the light is just the beginning. Just a sign for you to come back to your real great self. And then there are many more on the road of enlightenment, on the way to God. We enjoy a lot of things. And we can be a benefit to our brothers and sisters, regardless of the blood type.
Dear Master, on Sunday night I dreamt about you very vividly, with a group of people queuing up to see you. When it reached our turn, you held my sister's hand and my sister held my hand. You told me to get initiation. Being the first time to come into contact with spiritual master, I do not understand what you meant by initiation. Please forgive me and explain to me. Initiation. Is the master opening up your wisdom eye? That's it. It's as simple as that, but there are instructions.
You see, because you need some proof. Yeah, probably it's like first time, yeah? First time you see such a group. They all talk on and on all the time about the Supreme Master, this and that, yeah? And so you don't feel like, you know, very convincing. So inside, unconsciously, you ask for proof. Yeah? Master, you really a master, please come and tell me something. Do something, otherwise I won't come again. Maybe like a challenge. So probably the master power has to manifest something in your dream and let you know that your time is up. You should come for initiation so that the people can show you the way home. You should not stay further in this world.
The second part of that. Last night when I went back after seeing you, I felt that my whole body was very light. Master, please advise me what I should do if my family circumstances does not permit me to take a full vegetarian diet. I'm married with a small girl. Thank you.
Then you can start slowly. Hmm? You can take a convenient method which do not require the full vegetarian diet until your family circumstances become better and you can talk slowly to your partner. Then pray to the master power to help you. Okay? And then if you're sincere, it will be done. Alright? The obstacles are there for us to be strong. Don't you see the people with the racing car? They put all the obstacles on the road. Not because the board of directors are very cruel people, very fierce people, or have malice towards you. It's just the game is like that, yeah? So the obstacles are there for us to train ourselves. Never be afraid. Have always faced the obstacle. This world is a great school for us to train, to become useful and strong, mighty angel. Otherwise, if the Godfather don't let us come here, we can also be spoiled kids and just stay around in the heaven, flying around, plucking flowers, listening to music and hanging around, you know, everywhere. Do anything you want. But because we want to improve. So we ask Godfather to have a school for us. Therefore, in this school, everything is harsh. Everything is competitive. Everything is a struggle. Everything is obstacle. Don't blame it. Just fight. Struggle for it. That's what we are here for. And do not wait for all the situations to be smooth and everything good for you. Then you don't train yourself. You don't become a mighty soul. You are untrained gold. You're just unpolished stone. It doesn't matter how precious. Just unpolished. No use. Therefore, everything in this world is really a challenge for us. If we know how to conquer them, then we go up to heaven, a mighty leader, spiritually. And then we will discover many more value in the spiritual dimension, which we don't even know, even if we stay with God forever, in eternity, in pure happiness. We would not discover that, because we had no motive to discover. We have no pushing motive behind. That's why we come to this world. Because if you don't get initiation now, you don't get liberation now, next life you're born again, you will have another husband, or maybe two, or maybe three. You never know. At this time, you ask permission only from one. Robot will only want and struggle with only one. Next time maybe you're born in Tibet. A woman has had 7 husbands or 8. So now what will you do? Alright? So fight now. Use everything you can. Use your intelligence. That's the way it works. That's how you get wise and strong. Hmm? Don't rely on anyone else except yourself. Okay? And the master is within you all the time, whether you know it or not. Whether you are initiated or not, the master is there. It's just that you don't recognize. So pray, all right? Pray sincerely and do your best. Try your eloquence. If you cannot win this battle, it's a shame, because mostly women win all the time. Even you read the newspaper, General Sager, he respects his wife very much. Yeah, Mr. Carter say it. Not I say, huh? After all big talk about political and war and peace and all that, and he said to Mr. Carter, oh, now why don't you go home? Talk to my wife. She's the one who decided. Can you believe it? It wasn't decided until the ex-president Carter came to the house of the general of Haiti and talked to his wife. Even he admitted, my wife is the one you have to convince. So they talked to her and everything's okay. Can you believe the power of a woman? You do? From history, we learn many lessons that women are the one behind everything.
Dear Master, we Earth people eat 2 types of food here that grow from living things, plants and animals. What are the foods our neighbors take out in the universe?
Okay, some of the planets, they don't eat. Even some of our planet people don't eat. They don't need physical food. Hmm? Some do need physical food, like us. But some other planets grow different things. Sometimes it looks like our vegetable, but some other planets grow other things which don't look like our vegetable, but still have a lot of nutrition. Most of the advanced planets, those with UFO and things like that, they all vegetarian. They don't eat meat. None of them. All the meat eater, they exile them to this planet. That's why our planet is full of meat eaters. Everybody eat meat, have a choice. A vegetarian will stay up, meat go down. Some of the people in our planet, they don't even eat also. They can eat from air. We call breatharian people. Yeah? We are vegetarian, they are breatharian. I mean they eat air. Yeah, really. This is nothing mystical. You can do that. So many people also go on diet for months. Recently an Indian buried himself for 1 month in a coffin with cemented everything. Until 1 month and then they bring him out. He's still alive. No eating, no breathing, no air even. Just temporarily suspended. See, the heart stopped, breathing stopped. A very fine breathing, you cannot suspect it. Even if you put it on toilet paper here, it will not move. That's because kind of suspended animation, you know. They don't breathe, the heart really breathe. They can stay for a few months even, sometimes years, without food, without anything. And many people don't have to bury themselves, but stay without food. In the Himalaya, plenty. They don't wear clothes even. Life's more simple. Yes. I've seen all of them. In the Himalaya, no problem. I've seen people also walk on water, no problem. No big deal. Mm? These are many arts we can learn, see, if we want to. But it takes about 25 years to learn. You want to walk on water. I prefer that you meditate and contact God before you die. If during 25 years you die, now, huh? And then you can't see God and you can't even walk on water yet. Yeah. It's a troublesome. See, so many magic things you can learn, but it takes a long time. But wait until you go to the other planet. And I can talk anything, but you have never seen it. How do you know? Hmm? Some of you went to other planets? You did, huh? Crystal Palace and things like that? Those people who live in Crystal Palace, they don't eat the way we do. Also, they eat very little. Even if they do eat, you know, just a very small portion, and they are full all day. And they have a lot of energy. They don't live from food alone.
Can you explain what we can see at the middle of our galaxy? Is there reference to the third level of our consciousness?
You worry about everything. From other planets' food and to the middle of the galaxy. Even with the most powerful telescope, you cannot find out where the galaxy ends and where it begins, let alone the middle of it. I think you better take yourself firm to Earth and then learn the Guanyin method. And then you can go and find the level of the universe.
Dear Master, according to your lectures, during Guanyin initiation, we can see lights and hear sounds immediately.
Right.
Whereas if we were to be initiated by other methods, we will have to learn over a long period of time before seeing any lights and hearing sounds.
Mm.
However, according to my experience, when I do yoga meditation the first time, when I went home and meditated, I saw different lights. And when I attend the Ekankar meditation group, I heard different sounds during the first 10 to 15 minutes of closing my eyes. Till now, I could still hear the sound. My question is this a good sign? How do I improve? Thank you.
Okay. Ekankar also teaches the Guanyin method. It's a different name for Guanyin method only. So of course, when you see the same master, you experience the same. I do not say that all other methods don't have. Even last night, I told you, when you meditate, and sincerely, sometimes you indeed meditation, you see the light and the sound, yeah? And also sincerity. But most of the time, not guaranteed, immediately you can see the light and the sound. Maybe you see, you know, accidentally. And even like last night, many people just listen to my lecture, and they already have experience. There's no need to do even yoga or even to do anything else, because the blessing power is very strong. In the Guanyin method group, like Radha Swami, they also teach the same Guanyin method also. Or Yogananda, yeah? Other than light and sound method, it's very difficult to get the experience. I say that because we all know that. Because many other people also study with different methods, and they sometimes for 20 years, they don't have any experience of the heavenly light and sound. And when they come to get initiation, they have it right away. So I say according to the experience. But of course there is exception. You can ask many other people who follow a different path and learn for it yourself. Of course you are a lucky person. And maybe you have already met other masters before and you get a lot of blessing already. And then when you go to any group, you also see light inside. For example, those people yesterday, and they came home and they see some experience and they see light. Many people like that. Sometimes they don't talk about it. So when they come home, they will experience light inside while they're sleeping or while they're quiet. So, and it happened that a neighbor come by, and then they probably say, oh, the neighbor come and bless me, that's why I see the light itself. It's just an accident, just that they get blessing from the master.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We are honored to have you with us today on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television tomorrow for part two of The Different Aspects of God. And now, Golden Age Technology, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your heart be filled with joy and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.